It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. On Fridays, we like to have short conversations about some of the news items that we didn't get to earlier in the week in our talk shows. Recently, people have started to take animal welfare more seriously, and perhaps you've noticed this change in your thinking as well. For example, do you now, like many Americans, pay more attention to the conditions in which the hens that lay your eggs live? Are they free range? Do you make sure that's on the package? Well, my next guest has done some thinking outside of the coop on this issue. Austin Stewart is an assistant professor in design at Iowa State University. He's released ideas for a project named Second Livestock that takes a completely different approach to animal welfare. He joins us now, Austin Stewart, assistant professor in design at Iowa State University. Hi, Austin.
Hello, how's it going?
Second Livestock is a proposed company that would do what?
Second Livestock is a proposition for a virtual reality world for commercially farmed chickens, giving them the relative safety of confinement with the freedom of being free range.
Okay, so we've heard about this instrument, many of our listeners, I think. It's called the Oculus Rift. In fact, we had this on this, actually wore one for an edition of this program just a few weeks ago. This is a headset that you wear, and it's hooked up into a computer. How?
It basically is hooked up as though it's a monitor, like a standard monitor. And then there's also a USB cable that allows the sensor data to be transferred back.
So for instance, you can place any person in a virtual reality. For instance, I was on a roller coaster or I was in a French villa and I could move my head and the virtual environment would react to my head movement and I could look down and see my virtual body, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So your idea is to give this ability with a small Oculus Rift to chickens?
That is the, yes, that's the goal of Second Livestock is to allow chickens to have a true virtual free-range experience. Using that technology. So,
what could they do? Where would they be? What would that experience for a chicken be like? A hen?
So that experience would be, the world would be developed in a way that would be perfect for chickens. So a mix of cover and open grassland with trees to roost in. And then the other part of this is that all of the chickens in this world would be able to interact. They all have microphones, so they can squawk at one another and socialize. And then in order to facilitate movement within a confined area, there's an omnidirectional treadmill that the chickens walk on in order to move around the environment.
Many of the listeners must be looking down and trying to check the date to see if it is April 1st. It is not April 1st, but this is not real. You're pulling our leg, right?
Absolutely. This is absolutely not real.
Okay. Why are you doing it?
So this project, it's a work of satire, and it's also a work of critical design, really thinking about how we design things and why we design things. But there's two primary concerns that I have, and that was, one, really starting a conversation about animal husbandry, but also about human husbandry. And using chickens and this totally kind of absurd and oftentimes pretty controversial idea of giving chickens a virtual free-range existence to really kind of reflect back and look at how we live and what we're doing in order to get out of these little boxes that we tend to live and work in.
So this is a project that helps us think about our own lives, that we shouldn't live too much of our lives in a virtual reality?
Or that perhaps the way that we live is so out of sync with how our species has lived for a very, very long time. We were hunter-gatherers for millennia before we settled down and lived in these small boxes. But now people are using virtual reality and the internet and other ways to actually expand out again and have experiences that they wouldn't otherwise have and kind of get this sense of danger and adventure. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's good or bad. But I think we need to have a conversation about, you know, is this a positive thing? Is it a negative thing? And also with chickens, we are all or there are global trends for the humane treatment of animals. But at the same time, more of the world's population is moving out of poverty and the population is continuing to grow. So our consumption of meat is on the rise. And we're going to have an issue where at some point it's going to be too expensive or there just isn't going to be the space to have free-range chickens all over the place. So how are we going to deal with that situation when it arises?
Mm-hmm. As you said, this is absurd. It's a spoof. It's a joke. But what has been the reaction? I have to believe that you've had some reaction from parts of the world, parts of the country that believe this is something you plan.
Yeah, it's been covered pretty heavily online, and which was a total shock. There was an article written about it in the Ames Tribune, and then suddenly it went completely viral. But the comment threads on a lot of the articles are pretty amazing, because even if the article states that it's a joke at some point in the article, there's a lot of people that skip over that and do believe that it's real. And it's been really interesting to see that, to see people taking this seriously
stick out for you, for example?
One of my favorite was, I don't have it in front of me, but it was, "This guy must be German. They always design things that are way overcomplicated for a simple problem." And there's other people that I've gotten some emails from people that are like, "You must never have, you know, seen a chicken to believe that this is actually going to work."
That they would wear this, what you're calling a cochleus rift, not an Oculus Rift, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what people online have been calling it. Yes, is the cochleus rift.
It starts at a lot of great inventions start as absurd ideas. Do you think that something like this will happen in the future, given the expanding population and the needs for, I guess, fresh eggs and chicken?
Yeah, you know, I think that there's, in the late 90s, there's an artist, Eduardo Katz, who I believe he's still teaching at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. And he commissioned geneticists to make a glow-in-the-dark bunny that would glow under UV light. And at the time, that was incredibly controversial. People freaked out and, you know, it was totally sci-fi. But now you can go to a pet store and you can purchase fish that glow in the dark in all sorts of different colors that have all been genetically modified. And there's no real controversy around that anymore. And so I think kind of along the same lines, this is an idea that could, you know, as this technology that it becomes cheaper and cheaper and lighter and smaller so that it could actually go on a chicken and not be a burden to the animal. I could potentially see this actually coming to fruition, which I think is kind of horrifying, personally.
Austin Seward, thank you. Assistant professor in design at Iowa State University. And thanks for sharing with us. And we'll put a picture of a hen with the fictional virtual reality headset on our website. If you've never seen a chicken with a virtual reality headset, this is your opportunity. Thanks, Austin.
Thank you so much.